Bloomington Normal School districts will soon return to classrooms a couple of days a week. Unit 5 and District 87 have made hybrid learning plans public. The districts are fulfilling a promise to let parents know about second quarter plans before October 1st. Unit 5 Superintendent Kristen Weichel says what might be rapidly changing coronavirus infection data will not cause fast adjustments to district-wide in-person learning.
It's not realistic. It's not good practice for our students, families, or staff. So before we move from one stage to another, the district's going to need to be in the previous stage for a minimum of 10 consecutive instructional days.
Weichel says Unit 5 created the plan with frequent communication and input from teacher union leaders. District 87 Superintendent Barry Riley says the districts have benefited from the experience of other districts that opened and then had to close because of COVID-19 outbreaks. He says part-time classroom schedules seem to work.
As I talk to colleagues who have been in session for several weeks, that's where they've had the success. They've done hybrid models where they limit the number of students in classrooms such that you can space them apart.
Riley says most District 87 parents say the remote learning experience is good, but not everyone.
Some of our families have had extreme difficulty with that. If you think about families where you might have multiple kids who are working in a living space all together in multiple grade levels doing different things, that's pretty difficult.
Riley says the district does not have a return plan yet for grades 6 through 12. Grades 3 through 5 will return in early November for Bloomington schools. All Unit 5 students will be in a hybrid format by October 26. Unit 5 Superintendent Kristen Weichel says if the coronavirus hits a particular classroom hard, there may be pauses for cleaning.
I really want to stress, parents and guardians, you have to have a backup plan.
Weichel cautions exposures mean students can't come to class at all.
I know you may not like it, you may not agree with it, but please don't argue with us because we won't budge on that. If your child's been identified as a close contact, they have to quarantine for 14 days.
Parents in both districts can still choose all remote learning. District 87 Superintendent Barry Riley says even if no one chose to stay remote, District 87 could handle the numbers safely. At the start of this school year, Riley said the coronavirus would have to be nearly gone to move back to in-person learning. The numbers are down. Positivity rates have fallen as well. Hospitalizations are up. Riley tells Eric Stock, even with the virus present, it's okay.
What I said back then was really when we were in an environment where we could not meet all of the safety recommendations. And you fast forward to today, and we are in a much better place and have been able to now basically guarantee that we can meet those safety recommendations. We can do the social distancing along with the mask and also along with all of the cleaning and disinfecting that you would have to do to make sure that you keep kids safe. So in other words, if a case does develop, the concern back when we had everybody together was you would likely have to self-quarantine a much larger number of individuals, classrooms, entire schools than the plan we have today, which if you have symptoms, somebody with symptoms, or someone who actually tests positive, by implementing these safety factors, that self-quarantine should be limited to that one specific individual.
Was that an option the district had considered at the beginning of the year, essentially alternating to where you would only have half the students there at a given time?
It was an option that we looked at, but given the cards that were on the table at that time, we just didn't feel like we had enough opportunity to plan for that and prepare for it, get our staff ready.
Now, what about hallways between periods, and what about school buses where they're going to be in closer quarters with other students, possibly for a more extended period of time, at least more than the 15 minutes that they prescribe for true social distancing?
Well, let's start with the hallways. And remember, we're only starting with our pre-K through 2. And they're in cohorts. There will not be movements in the hallways where multiple groups of kids are coming together. And so it's much easier to do that at the pre-K through fifth grade level. Ultimately, we will have third through fifth back a couple of weeks after our October 26th date for the pre-K through 2. But that's where the challenge becomes greater when you get to the middle school and especially the high school. And that's part of why we are not prepared to have those students return at this time, although we are working on that, and we hope to have plans that will afford us the opportunity to have students come back. But specifically for the hallways at those levels, that's where we have to plan some logistics to minimize that risk. So it's much greater at the secondary level than it is at the elementary level.
That's District 87 Superintendent Mary Riley with Eric Stock. Riley says viral transmission on buses is not a big concern now, since buses will be less than half full every day. He says some will use their own transportation to make the number on buses even smaller. Riley says surveys show parents generally had good experiences with remote learning, but it was harder for many parents of younger grade school children to manage.